But I mean, but still, like I think like if you look whatever those splits are, if I were you,
yeah,
because that's kind of what I do. I'll look at my, because you know like Garmin gives you like your best pace.
Yeah,
I grab that. I grab that, and then I go, okay, because what that means is that best pace could have happened at any point.
Stretch at a point of there. Yeah.
At any point. Exactly. And you have no clue until you look at your splits.
Yeah.
Because look at what happened this past weekend. The last quarter of the race struggled.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But there's another story to be told from start to 10K.
Right.
Strengths and weaknesses, right? So, gotcha. So if you're looking for like, damn, I'm trying to figure out what my half is.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Maybe that's not
the that's not the best way to kind of look at it. We having some good dialogue, but I think that before we go any further, we probably should acknowledge or speak on some some introductions. Of what's going on,
like who I am,
yeah, exactly, on who you are, on a redirection of who I am to our listeners of the past. Welcome back. It's been a long time. It's your boy Mike Brown. I'm here for the, you know, for the podcast. We're bringing it back. By popular demand, we've been having a lot of people request.
Is it popular demand?
I mean, there's been some people asking, like, where we've been. You know, okay. where are you and Sandy? Why have you guys stopped recording? Me and Sandy had some life going on, you know, like, and he moved halfway across the country back to his home base. Recently just got married, so shout out to Sandito, you know, just jumped the broom. Aww. Shout out to him and Marissa. I miss you guys.
Is this that moment we should have like a soundboard?
Yeah, we know we're gonna have to work on the budget. Yeah. to get the soundboard on deck. Me and Cindy always had these conversations on, you know, what we had going and what we started, and we really believed that we were on to something good. Essentially what we wanted to do was continue the conversations that we were having when it came to the sport that we love and continue to love, which is running, amongst a bunch of other things. And we wanted to make sure that we did it right. And we also wanted to make sure that we had people involved in it that we felt would bring or contribute to the conversation authentically and bring a different... What should I say? A different spin on it, a different look on it, homies.
No, I would say like authenticity.
Authenticity. Yeah. There we go. Yeah. With that being said, we got our boy Neighborhood P in the building. I gave him that nickname.
I was gonna say, please don't ever nah.
Neighborhood P is in the building. Picasso, what's up, bro? Yes. What's the word?
This is weird. Because I'm speaking into a void and I have no fucking clue who the audience is or
what. That's the beautiful thing. You can be talking to anybody.
Yeah, yeah. So sorry, not sorry for the F-bombs. No. I'm going to let you know that now. So let me go ahead and set that expectation.
We keep it dirty.
So is this an NSFW podcast?
All this, yeah. So don't listen to this on lounge. Well, everybody works from home right now.
For
so.
Sure. Oh, you got the headphones
but,
in.
But, you know, put the kids
oh, in. Yeah. So it's like it's not safe for H.
Not, what's the H?
Not safe for home.
Not safe for
H.
H.
Home.
Or not safe for apartment.
Apartment.
Not safe for open parks. Or put cafes.
Put your kids to bed.
Put your kids to bed.
No, but seriously, what's up? I would suspect that less than 5% of the listeners know who I am, and that's all good. But my name is Picasso. I am a Chicago transplant. I'm actually born and raised in the DMV area. I've been in Chicago about 7 years now. Been running ever since. I am... respectfully not even close to being a decorated athlete.
What?
By any means. I'm not D1.
By whose standards?
I'm not D2. I've never been on a team. I've never done anything that would require someone to help me as the end-all be-all opinion in on running or anything like that. However, I fucking love the sport.
Facts.
That's basically what it is. And my fanmanship of running and track and field, historically, has kind of like put me in a place of it. I'd rather be the fan that's in the field and not in the stands. So that's the type of fan that I am, right? It's like if I'm going to be hyper obsessed about something, I'd rather be doing it than watching it all unfold. And that's basically been it. So over the past couple of years, though, like I'm a former middle distance runner, so everything up to mile. I'm a former state champion in regards to the 400 meter race, open race, and 400 meter relay. Did hurdles, long jump, various things. But now I think Chicago kind of like bullied me into road racing.
I didn't do that.
And I use bullied loosely, yeah, because I think when I came here, I underestimated the culture, right? I underestimated what the marathon meant to the city, and I underestimated what the marathon, at least what the Chicago Marathon meant to ultimately the Midwest. And
right.
Since then, I've got a few 10Ks under my belt, a few 5Ks under my belt, and a few halves under my belt. Never a full, but you'll discover.
No fools?
Later down the line why that's the case.
Wow.
But yeah, like, I mean, you know, we're, I'm just kidding. Like, we're here to just talk.
Gotcha.
We're here to talk and really just start a dialogue and shed some light on the Black and Brown community of running as a whole, but more specifically here in Chicago, because I think it's a beautiful progression,
yes,
that we're kind of headed in. And then secondly, again, we're just here to talk about running.
Yeah. Now, here's what I want to ask you, because I mean, me and you have these conversations or have had these conversations many times. I mean, we first met at the now defunct
NRC.
NRC.
RIP.
RIP. Right.
On the salad.
Same thing. Right. same thing with me and Sandy. Mm-hmm. You know, that's where we kind of met. Mm-hmm. But one thing that I found interesting was when, as we got closer and you started, we started having more conversations about your goals of running and stuff like that, is that it was one thing that you did tell me that you had a goal for in the running community when you first moved here. Do you remember?
No, I don't. I'm actually like,
no.
I'm like, damn, what is he about to say?
I I'm going to just start it off because I think you remember, but I mean, one of the things was just finding that sense of community or, you know, someone that you can, people that you can relate to, and run with, in terms of a group or something like that.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you have accomplished that, or at least on the right track as far as accomplishing that specific goal?
Yeah. Yes and no.
Okay.
Right.
Right.
But like, that's like a loaded thing because it, you know, you're talking. So here's the thing, right?
Yeah.
Let's let the people know that we are, I hate to use this corny phrasing, but like we're kind of yin and yang. Right.
We are.
It's like,
we are.
We'll get into the personality type thing later, but more specifically, like, born and raised Chicago.
Facts.
Like, that's just you. And then, like I said, I came here seeking whatever, you know, beyond that. So when I would, you know, in regards to the sport, if I'm sharing a goal of like, I just want a sense of community, this and this, that's all it really was. It was like, you know, let me get my foot in the door, just kind of see what happens and figure out where I kind of fit in.
Right.
So I think the blessing was and is still brand, right?
Right.
So by opening Chicago's Bucktown store, so Nike did a good job of like doing the direct to consumer, like single sport only type thing.
Right.
And then bringing what I thought was the most genius thing ever. You're hiring only athletes. Like, you title them athletes, but for that store, it was like, nah, we need people who lace up and they know the ins and outs and what goes into training and competition. And they're essentially experts, right?
Yeah.
So that, I think, I don't want to sound like I'm super privileged in the sense that I was, like, lucky, right?
Right.
But that's what kind of was the shoe-in. It was like, okay, you're introduced to the community. Here you are in Chicago. And, like, now you're in, quote-unquote, to the running community. my answer to that question in my nose come from that sense of looking for those that look like me. And then that's when that goal kind of became that seed of like, all right, I need to figure out, like, you know, where can I find my tribe? Where can I find my people? Where can I? And I don't necessarily mean to pull that particular like cultural or race card or anything like that, but it was ultimately like you attract people like you,
right?
So I think I was bringing somewhat of a East Coast kind of mentality, like quick moving asshole, like sharp tongue type thing, where in the Midwest, like you can quickly become an enemy of many people
with that mentality. Yes.
So, you know, to ask someone like myself to be like, yo, did you ever find your community? It's just like, technically, yeah, because I was welcomed with open arms into the Rennet community. Now, as far as finding comfort and ways to maneuver within that on a social level, not so much, right?
Gotcha.
And that's kind of where we like are now. And that's not to make it like doom and gloom.
Right. No,
ultimately it's just depends on how you look at it.
Yeah.
Right. I have friends. I got people that like are legitimate family, like people who similar to like you, you know, all of the people, all of us at Gumbo, things like that we work out with, and we've known each other for we'll talk about that. But I think it's funny because we've known each other for years now.
Right.
Whether it has been in passing, whether it's been like a few degrees of separation, this and this, but in many ways we've always kind of been close simply because we've identified that we are the ones kind of like on campus.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Which is hilarious because it was one point where we were just like, yeah, we're going to get up, we're going to do this. And then at one point you just disappeared.
Oh, MIA.
He was MIA. Yeah. I was like, I don't know where Picasso is. Like, I guess he just doesn't like to run anymore or whatever. Yeah. But it was like, it wasn't one of those things like, It was weird though, because I was like, I know he's somewhere. He's at an arm's length.
Yeah.
I was like, he'll be back, you know. It'll play out the way it needs to play. And that's 100% what happened.
Yeah.
You know. Now we're heavily involved in a group of individuals that are doing great things in the running community with Gumbo Fit. You know, we're doing the podcast and stuff like that. So you know, but it was just interesting to hear you express that, you know, that was one of your goals. And, you know, I ultimately feel like, you know, that happened for you.
No,
you
know it did.
Yeah.
It did.
Yeah.
It did.
So,
I mean, all in all, when you look at the whole
scope of it. Yeah. That's dope, man.
Well, I mean, now that you bring this up.
Yeah.
I'm asking you this for the first time.
Facts.
So I want the listeners to know.
Okay.
Whoever you are. That I'm asking Mike this the first time.
Right.
When did it happen? When did you decide that running's it? Not necessarily the hobby, right?
Yeah.
And not necessarily like...
Yeah.
I use the term lifestyle...
Facts.
Kind of like carefully, because it could get a little gray and nebulous and kind of corny.
Yeah.
But like, when did Mike Brown, you know, decide like, you know what?
This is it.
This is it. And I'm just about to just make it a part of my like identity.
You know what? I mean, I wish that it was like a time that I could like really, really, really pinpoint it. I think it just like it's just a whole. I think it's just the whole experience as a whole. I've never really taken the time and kind of like stepped out of it and say, this is where it really happened. There's a couple of events that have happened within my experience for running and being a part of the running community that I can point to. But an exact one, I don't know. But I will say this, and this kind of brings back on something that we've talked to about a couple of times. And I think we talked about this recently. I really enjoy the process of training. Now, I've talked to say Sandy, we've talked about this before in the podcast before. And the process of knowing the day-to-day grind, you know, the week by week, the month by month, knowing that if I do these things and these steps and these processes and these are going to be the ending results of that work that I put in, that is, I guess, you know what, if we're keeping it real, I guess maybe the first marathon I ran is where I was like, this is
what
it.
What year was that?
That was 2000 and... The first one was 2016? Yeah, 2016. So 2016, first marathon, going through the steps, not being sure if I was going to be able to do it or not, and then seeing the finishing product of that. It's like almost like, you know, the process of... I'm only assuming that shoe cobblers go through this. A shoe cobbler going through the process of making a handcrafted shoe. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? They do that because they love the craft of making the final product. Yeah. You know what I mean?
There's like tiny tweaks.
There's tiny things in there that you never notice, but they could. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing like with the training and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So once I kind of realize that, you know, these little minute things that I can control on the day to day and the process and stuff like that can give me an end result that I am aiming for, that's when I kind of was like, okay, this is it. Because at that point, you could translate that into every aspect of life. And that's the beautiful thing about it, and that's what I love about it. So I think that that's when that first marathon or that first half marathon that I ever ran, where I was like, I can point to, this is what I did to get to here. So, I mean,
is it, like I said, I've always wondered this. Are you just like riding a momentum type of thing?
I think 100%. I always like to ride the momentum. And it's like, yeah, it's, that's what it is. It's 100% that, riding the momentum. And that momentum is energy. I'm a big energy person. That momentum translates into so much other things. If I know if I can do this, why can't I do this in other aspects of my life? So, it builds on confidence. It builds on health. It builds on, you know, it's just so many things where it's like it has tangible fillers on. So, once that kind of picture came into focus and I was like, wow, like, look at what I did. And yeah, because I mean, to keep it all real, it's like I've always been the type of person that has always been like, so, you know, go with the flow, you know, just handle things as they come, and sometimes not really have a plan for things. And this has shown me that if you can really dial things down and actually make things happen. Anything is possible. You know what I mean? Like, you can make it happen if you have the proper like planning and stuff like that. So I think once I realized that within the running, I mean, that's when I was just like, okay, alright, this is it. Then I found my focus. I found what helps me like guide through this and get through all of this monotony, like all this craziness. You know what I mean?
Yep. Because I mean, it's funny you say that, because I was thinking about earlier this week, you and I had a conversation. No, well, it was one in passing, but I did say to you, I was talking to my girl about how I was like, damn, I'm worried about Mike because I know 2020 has been a crazy year.
Yeah.
Real talk, like you're in shape, like,
right?
No disrespect, but it's like I've whether it's been in passing or not, like I've known this man for years now. Yeah. But it's like, bro, you have traps.
Right.
like,
where did this come from?
Yeah, where did this come from?
Yeah.
Right? But then I was like, damn, I'm worried. Like, is he getting burnt out? Like, is this just a response to COVID? Isn't this?
It's a response, like, to answer that specifically, it's a response to...
I'm worried about you, bro.
Thank you. I appreciate the concern. Yeah. It's a response to knowing where I was.
Right.
And trying to get back to that. Because it's like, I knew where I was as far as my performance when it came into the running and stuff like that. And then I always do these stupid little, oh, let me take a break. Because, like, you know, life happens, you know.
Hence why I disappeared for 9 months. Exactly. Nobody knew where
I was. Life happens. Yeah. You know, you got relationships. You got family. You got, things like, little things. You got work. You know what I mean? Like, certain things happen that kind of can throw you off of your goals and stuff like that. But... you know, it's just, it was really just taking advantage of the time that we have gotten back within all of this craziness.
Yeah.
You know, we have received a lot of time back, to be honest. And it was just like, well, let me capitalize on this time. Mm-hmm. You know, and And also leaning on the help of others, you know what I mean? And the motivation of others, or looking at others and seeing where they're at and then saying, well, if they can do it, I can do it too. You know what I mean? Shout out to you. Shout out to the homies. Shout out to Matt. Shout out to Sergio. Shout out to, you know, everybody that, you know, all the whole Gumbo crew that have kept me motivated to keep going. You know what I mean? Because it's like, not only are you guys motivating me for me to keep going, I'm also doing this because I want to motivate others as well, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And I want to show other people that you can, mm-hmm. you. There is no, oh, I can't do that.
And that's exactly what's been happening this year too.
It's facts.
Like, that motivation has just been so contagious.
Yeah.
In the sport.
Yeah.
For sure.
Facts.
But I think to hyper, like, zone in on what's been happening like in our community.
Yeah.
It's very much so like damn, like our backs are against the wall. We really got to figure out a way to improve our quality of life.
Yeah.
As far as health is concerned.
Yeah.
Like, so when it comes to like athletics and fitness and things like that, it's right. like it that like I said, that motivation is just so contagious, right?
Yeah.
Because it's like we'll dig into it, but we were thrown into this situation where it's just like, hey, we got this idea, y'all are seemingly the experts, and we just want to show up and show out for our community, right?
Right.
You watch some show, she's like, yo, are New York bagels like that good? Like, what's the hype?
I mean, they are, but
I was like, no. New York bagels are the shit.
Yo, they're fantastic. I love them.
I was like, it's got to be something in the water. Because I think there's a bakery place, bakery or some shit out here that gets the water shipped.
Is it Bro Bagel?
Who?
Is it Bro Bagel?
No.
The one that's on, that's in Wicker?
Maybe. Maybe? I don't know. I just know that, like, in my time of having the bacon, egg, and cheese, like, from the bodega, it's just like, this shit is incredible. So I had to explain. I was like, nah, this, like, New York bagels are it. I don't know what it is.
She been to New York?
Nah.
Oh yeah, she gotta go.
Nah. I did hit a friend up and I was like, you know, come November I'm gonna be in DC, so let me know if OSR got anything, I'll drive up.
It'd be dope to run with the crews out there, cause we gonna run with Goldfinger, connect with Jerry.
Yeah.
And once we can come up with Sandy, we can run with we run an up crew or whatever up there. Mm-hmm. Which is funny that I asked him. What did I ask him? I asked him like what was going on with them because I didn't see them really posting shit, and then they recently just started posting shit.
Goldfinger?
No. We run
Uptown. I saw their post today.
Yep.
Yeah.
They just started back, like, doing some shit. Hmm. All right. Let me finish.
No, it's fine. I don't care.
You said perfect time to call.
Say it. Yeah, we were talking about gumbo, right? Like, because you know what I really want to do, but only because, like, selfishly, I'm the only one that seems to care about the narrative, right? And I'm
narrative of what?
I blame my career, because here's why I say that. Like, when you work in, like, data driven anything, or just like any sort of like analytics,
mm-hmm.
you always, especially like in marketing, you want your analytics to tell a story. So if someone says, blah 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 blah, this isn't working, explain why, right? You want your analytics to show
a story.
Yeah, like in the first quarter, boom, blah, this did that, and that did that, blah, and all these different things, and then you kind of shape this narrative and explain the progression or whatever it might, or lack thereof.
Gotcha.
Whatever it might be. So with gumbo, I've always wanted to listen to every single person's involvement, right?
Mm.
But I want to hear their story.
Gotcha.
Right? When we think about the characters that are involved in regards to both like Matt and Courtney,
mm-hmm.
Ian and Candace,
mm-hmm.
You, mm-hmm. me and Cicely,
mm-hmm.
Kelsey,
mm-hmm.
like, there's been this natural progression, but I would just love to just sit back and listen to what their perceptions of this progression that we've seen, like what it's been like,
because everybody's perception of it is going to be completely different. Yeah,
like that's been something I've been curious, because I think it's like I told you, like Matt was like, mm-hmm. he's like, yo, like at the meet, he's like, man, this is wild, like,
mm-hmm.
look at what we did,
right?
And then I'm just sitting there thinking to myself, I'm like, my God, I have not stopped thinking about this.
Yeah. and I'm always like, I don't know if you guys notice, I'm always like, I don't know, I don't smell the flowers. And this might be a fault to me, I don't smell the flowers enough. Mm-hmm. I'm always more like yeah, and take it in. I'm more like a, all right, this was dope, like, what's right. next right. like, let's move on to the next one, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I said, I think that's a fault of mine. I think I need to stop and take it all in sometimes.
I think I do it too, because it's like I don't know. For, on a personal, I'm always looking at things from like a macro point of view, right?
Yeah.
But I think like by like look at all the things that are like my bullet points. Like, I'm not from Chicago.
Yeah.
I'm still new to so much.
Yeah.
And then I'm introduced to something that just kind of like grew,
yeah, organically.
And I'm watching it, I'm still watching it from this like macro view of like, it still doesn't feel like something that belongs to me, because you don't want to particularly think that you have ownership over something like that, but
right.
or something like what we're doing. But in many ways, like, I have not stopped thinking about,
that's awesome,
like that macro view of, holy shit, look at what these people are doing,
yeah,
kind of thing, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So speaking of gumbo, or gumbo fit specifically. Matter of fact, let's just say this. If we say gumbo, we're speaking in reference of gumbo fit, the organization.
Listen, if you don't know what gumbo
right,
fit is.
Exactly. Then.
Like, let's just start there.
Yeah, let's just
like,
start
that,
there.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
We're not sure where our audience is, right?
We got a pretty good idea.
Is that not the truth?
Yeah.
All right, well, so I'm going to err on the side of you all have no idea what the fuck
we're
talking
about.
Let's assume. Here's the deal. There is an organization.
Yeah.
It goes by Gumbo Media.
100%.
And
great
they,
organization.
They do tremendous work for creatives in the Black and Brown community. They do tremendous work in regards to like marketing, education,
visuals,
fitness, visual curation, like producing, like you name it. I would argue that Gumbo Media is becoming kind of like that creative house, both digitally and organically, right?
Mm-hmm.
And correct me if I'm wrong. I would love to have the two brains that created,
which we will shout out.
We
to
will them. Have them. Someone had a brilliant idea of saying like, let's just see what happens, you know, in the fitness community.
Mm, yeah.
So Gumbo Media, branched off, and Courtney Phillips and Matthew Manning decided to just
shout out to the homies. Yeah,
we could actually have a whole episode just on those two.
Yeah,
and I already told you that I have a dirty mouth, but like we're not even dick riding, but like for real, like they are two dope, amazing individuals. But anyway, they kind of started this thing. It was called Gumbo Fit, right? And it was this really vague thing because you weren't really sure what they were doing or why, but it really just was like, it was as simple as we're bridging the gap of our people and fitness and making it an all-encompassing, like, open arms, we'll meet you where you are type of thing.
Gotcha.
So when we mention Gumbo Fit, it has grown tremendously over the past couple of years.
It's crazy.
And it is crazy because I think I was introduced to it last spring.
Yeah.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm almost positive that it wasn't fully operational probably like 2 or 3 months before that. So it's like
it wasn't to the iteration that it is.
Yeah.
Now.
So, I mean, listen, it's blessing, right? Like you gotta thank the stars and things of that nature, because like we're powered by Nike.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the full support of a brand, and we have the full support of our community, which is amazing, because I when I was introduced to it, basically it was let's just open up a window or a look into athletics and a look and let's look at fitness differently for us.
Gotcha.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, no.
Like, you know, stereotypes aside, some of us like to row. Some of us like to climb. Some of us
It's a fact. Some of us like to shoot swim. A ball into a hoop.
Yeah, some of us like to shoot a bow and arrow. And, you know, we just wanted to, or what I've learned is we just wanted to kind of expand that perception and provide opportunities for our community. But how about you? Like, how were you introduced to it?
So I was introduced to it at one of a Nike sponsored race that was put on by Heartbreak, and it was an organic introduction. I was introduced to Courtney and Matt through Kelsey. So shout out to K Mac. From there, it's very interesting on how it happened. So. This was around, okay, let's take it back. So one of the things that we were talking about in the beginning of this conversation is that me being, born and raised in Chicago, specifically in the South Suburbs proper, one of my goals was always to live in Hyde Park, where, we are actually, right now we're recording and I currently live.
Yeah.
I always had
shout
dreams.
Out to Hyde Park.
Shout out to Hyde Park. Shout out to like for real. Park. Shout out to Hyde Park. That's a whole different tangent.
It is.
But that was always one of the things that I wanted to do. Was I wanted to live here. I've my dad, my aunt, various family members have lived in this area. So I always wanted to do that. Number two was in that thought process of moving to Hyde Park. I always wanted to be part of a community in this area where it was involved with something running related. At the time I was like, maybe if that void is there and I have to create something, then so be it. Mm-hmm. But just the way the universe works, I just so happened to meet a group of individuals that was already on the brink of creating something great, and that was Gumbo Fit. So I got introduced to Matt and Courtney, and just so happened they meet right in my same building, right?
Really?
Yeah, like I mean that's how it was. Like it was in Sip and Savor, and I live in you know what I mean. It's downstairs, so it was like I'm like the stars are really aligning towards the things that I wanted wanted to get accomplished and wanted to do. So that was my introduction. And from there, it was history. It made sense. This was right when they were about to go into their first iteration of marathon training, which was fantastic. It went very, very well. So ever since then, the involvement with them and the things that, I've me and you both have been a part of to help them accomplish in the running community has been nothing but tremendous.
Yeah.
And the crazy thing is that it's like the sky's the limit. So it's like, mm-hmm. it's just the beginning.
Yeah.
But the things that have happened in the last couple of months alone, during a pandemic. And being able to pull this off in the safest and thoughtful, in a safe and thoughtful manner.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, it's, I don't know, it's just amazing. That's nothing short of that. I don't know how else to explain it. The shit is dope. Yeah. So, I guess that may be better than saying
that's
amazing.
Honestly, that's what it is. The shit is dope.
Man, like, you know what I mean? So, you know, cheers to them. Cheers to our homies there, the group. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have nothing but more things to come when it comes to that. Yeah. And I'm excited, man. I'm excited to see what we can pull off from there. I'm glad that we were pulled in for it.
Yeah.
It's a really good feeling.
And you know what? Like, I feel like when... we've been talking about like Matt Courtney a lot, like the two brains that
kind two of big created brains.
This thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
It would listen. We're talking about running a lot, right?
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, that's not all that Gumbo Fit is about.
No, it's not.
You know what I mean? Like, we've done archery.
It's what the two of us are obsessed with.
We've done. Yeah. So
we're the ones that always be like, "What are we obsessed with?" Right. We're the ones to be like, "Well, what are we running next?"
Right, right. But I mean, honestly, like, it's funny because running is always, it's like running is every other sport's punishment. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, what the coolest thing about it is, if every other sport's like, damn, I'm really burnt out, like, I'm tired of playing ball. Or we have a star athlete who's been showing tremendous signs of progress in Maya.
Shout out to Maya.
But like former
big benchmark former, run that she recently just did.
Soccer athlete, right?
Yeah.
So that's a unique physical fitness kind of being, because you're constantly going. Right. Like, you know, there's a lot of anaerobic work. It's like a lot of agility, a lot of quickness.
Yeah.
Right. But ultimately, I would argue that like a soccer athlete is likely to be a middle distance athlete. Like, you can. Mm-hmm. You could pretty much crush anything from the 800 to...
It's like you're fast, but you got
a 2-miler, whatever the case may be, but you're a mix of both.
Yeah, you have the speed and the endurance. Yeah.
Yeah. But outside of running, though, like, look at who we've attracted. Like, we've attracted, like, former collegiate athletes that are swimmers, basketball players, like trail runners, things like that. It's just, and I think that's pretty cool, because I think people are kind of seeing that this isn't just about running. Like, the running's the gateway.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, yes, running's the sport that is everyone else's punishment, but you also have to have that one little bone in your body that actually likes it a little bit.
Right.
Like, you kind of like that sense of competition. You like that hard work. Like, similar to what you're saying, like, you were saying earlier, I like the process.
Yeah, love the process.
I don't know about you, but I got friends who, like, I mean, I'm not throwing anybody under the bus, but, like, they are elites in regards to like football, basketball, things like that, and they're fucking savages throughout the year.
They don't even need the process.
But come training camp and come like strength and conditioning, it's like they turn this switch on.
It just comes out
and
of nowhere.
I don't even know you anymore. Yeah. I'm like, you was just with me at happy hour, bro. Like, what are you doing? And then all of a sudden it just kind of switches.
Yeah.
And I think that's pretty cool, because that's what we're starting to notice as far as like who we're attracting. These types of people who are discovering these new versions of themselves.
Thanks.
Simply because they enjoy the one thing that years ago or another paradigm ago they just thought was the most ridiculous thing in the world. Like, I don't want to run for 6 miles. It's ridiculous.
It's crazy. It's a crazy thing. I was joking to one of my buddies, one of my homies, one of my best friends, and he was like, "Where was this in high school?" I said, "Oh yeah, this was all strategic." Like,
oh yeah, yeah.
You know, and I was just joking and shit. Like, yeah, I planned on like just pulling this out like when we got in our late 20s, early 30s. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, yeah, this was a trick the whole time. You know, but you know, it's like you said, it's like finding that passion. You know, whenever you find it,
yeah,
and you know, once you find that and you hone into that, it's like it's contagious. It's like you don't, you know what I mean? Like you don't want to lose it.
It is contagious.
Because it's like it's almost like I finally found what I've been looking for,
yeah,
or whatever. And it doesn't even have to be like in with running. Like I'm not saying that like
I mean, we're talking like sports in general.
Sports,
like in general,
anything in life. Once you find that thing that keeps you going,
yeah,
like hold on to that, like, yeah, and. Because, you know, I feel that in a lot of people, it takes a long time for them to find that, whatever that drives them to kind of navigate through this crazy-ass world we live in.
But isn't that, like, this kind of, like, you said something that was, you know, you find that passion or whatever it gets to be, but...
Yeah.
The one thing I've noticed about Gumbo, or just Gumbo, like, yeah, just Gumbo, and all the activities that we've done and everything that we've... been able to pull off in the last year.
It's been, yeah,
it's been a year, right?
It's been about a full year, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And again, no disrespect to any like crews, right? But it's like this was the first time I got a sense of the invitation to return.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like I can see where, like in the running community, right? We always talk about like couch to 5K.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah,
you know, oh, I just got this goal. My 30th birthday's coming up.
Right.
I want to bust a half marathon.
Yeah.
So essentially, if you've never run before, you are that I'm just getting off my ass and I'm going to train for something.
Facts.
You have that type of athlete.
Yeah.
So if you were to think about that and just like apply those characteristics to like our culture and like our community, you've pretty much created this blanket across the board because that's essentially all of us.
Right.
In regards to running specifically, right? A lot of us are from ground zero to just springboard into the sport and just like, all right, I'm gonna just kill it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So with all of that in consideration, Gumbo was the first time that I even,
mm-hmm,
felt that like, I'm just gonna show up to whatever event that they had.
Yeah.
But the coolest thing about it is they positioned things in a way that invited me to the next thing.
Thanks.
Even if it wasn't related to running.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was the thing, or that is, you know what? I'm giving away the secret sauce. Like, for real. No, but that's it. Like, it's just that invitation to return, which I don't believe that you really got from other organizations or like,
gotcha,
groups in general, right?
I would agree with you. Yeah.
Because if, I mean, our favorite, 3-1-2.
Yes.
Like, we both have homies in that squad. We,
that's family. Like
Nick's,
I said,
the,
yeah,
homie.
Yes.
Everybody's the homie. It's like,
yeah, Nico, all of them. Like,
great,
yeah,
fucking crew. And, yeah, then the marathon party is still
to the day.
Like, full disclosure, super, super side note. The post marathon party that 3-1-2 hosts is not only the top parties that I've ever attended, it's been better than any fucking club that I ever stepped foot in.
Ever?
Ever.
Wow.
Yes. And you know I'm mad dramatic.
Right.
But
no, I feel
it's something about
that
those
says something.
Fucking parties.
No, that says something.
Excuse me. It's something about those parties.
Yeah.
That I'm just, it's of the energy's,
no,
different.
Lit.
The vibe is,
no,
different. It's,
they're,
like, I'm raging with folks that just put 26
miles
on
their
legs,
but they're still lit. Like,
yeah, folks woke up at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm having another beer with these people,
yeah,
at like 2.
Exactly.
It's
and they're still with it.
And you're still with it. So that, yeah, that's just the thing with it. So,
yeah,
end of the sidebar. But the whole point is, that's where I think Gumbo's strengths are. We seem to attract a lot of people.
Thanks.
That are either rediscovering themselves or are just seeking community or have specific goals in mind,
mm-hmm,
whatever the case may be. But the whole point is you're joining a group of people that mirror you.
Right.
But we take it a step further by saying it's not just speed runs. It's not just long runs and it's not just running. Yo, we got game night.
Yeah.
Yo, we're going to have a volleyball tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, we got a basketball tournament coming,
right,
up. It's like, we want to keep you in this ecosystem of community and relationship building.
Keep you engaged.
Yeah. And I honestly, like, correct me if I'm wrong, but I have not gathered that there's been any other organization or group in the city that's done that.
I mean, I would have to agree with you. Yeah, I mean, I can't really think back to any other groups that I've been involved with that to this specific detail that mm-hmm. you were speaking on, or particular capacity.
Yeah.
So no, it's fantastic, and you know, I think one of the things that me and you and you know other individuals that we wanted to kind of like pull out of that was still with the running being our focus mm-hmm. was still focusing and bringing us to the forefront of, you know, those, how can I say it, and please step in whenever you want, because we've had these conversations many times.
I'm sure.
But you know what I mean? It's like we also still wanted to people to know, like, we're here to
compete, put in that work.
To put in that work, when it came to the running, right?
Yeah.
You know, so it's been great because I feel like we've been able to accomplish both.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That balance of, you know, serving the individuals with that programming and those different things.
Yeah.
But we also been showing up. I mean, and that was evident from the track meet. You know what I mean? Like, it's like we're here. Like, we're here, and we're here to stay, and there's more to come.